launching into the third hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves here, toll-free, 855-453, 2-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features on the site there completely free, and you can support the show in various different ways. One of them is by shopping with us at shop.freetalklive.com. You can head over there, click into the Amazon link that's right for you, you Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Amazon US, and then get your shopping taken care of, and Free Talk Live gets a cut of the purchase. It's that simple. Once again, shop.freetalklive.com. As we jump right back here into a discussion that has been basically going on throughout the entire show into several different aspects. We started out talking about our friend Adamo Freeman from copblock.org, who's facing 21 years in prison for doing his job as a journalist, as a reporter, calling on bureaucrats, asking them for comment on a story involving the police attacking a young man, a police officer attacking a young man in a high school cafeteria, slamming his head off of a table. He was trying to get a comment on that, and they've now charged him with 3 counts of felony wiretapping. He's going to trial, jury selections Monday morning in Manchester's Superior Court. A number of activists will be out there to support him. But it was a conversation that kind of led into various different areas, the corruption of the police, the system being just kind of corrupt from top to bottom in a lot of different ways, to the point where even the so-called good cops are afraid to do anything about the corruption that they know exists because they're afraid of retaliation against themselves, their careers, and their families, which, of course, actually means that those cops in many ways are very cowardly. And, Mark, you snuck in the very end of the last segment and said, but they jumped in front of a bullet for you. Well, first of all, that's not true for plenty of cops, because officer safety is paramount, and in a lot of cases they'll sit outside and wait as some crazed gunman is shooting people up, and then maybe after the gunfire's died down they might go into that situation. Look at what happened with the Columbine shootings. The cops stayed outside and hung around for a while before they actually went in and did anything, and by that time the two young gunmen had shot themselves to death. So in a lot of cases the cops will absolutely not jump in front of a bullet for you. In fact, they have no obligation to do so. They have no obligation to protect you in any way, shape, or form. Now, I'm not saying that every cop is like that. I'm not saying that every cop won't, you know, be willing to sacrifice themselves for an individual, but there's plenty of examples of how the police have had the opportunity to do those things and have absolutely not done those things. So 855-453 is the number here. And one of the questions was, how do you hold these cops accountable? It doesn't seem like there's anything that can be done through the system to do it. I mean, you've got all kinds of politicians that'll talk about accountability and transparency, but then do the opposite.
The police union's very powerful, and don't expect to get elected or reelected without nod in your direction.
And as we've seen with the citizens review boards, many of those are just toothless. They can't do anything at all, and in many cases are just have conflict within them, and they're just stuck, and they're stuck in a rut. And it can't actually have any sort of effect on any situations. So it seems like people taking actions, matters into their own hands, recording situations, bringing out video cameras, bringing out audio recorders, and publishing this, as the folks over at copblock.org advocate, is really the only viable solution to bring any transparency to government. But when they take those people and put them in cages and charge them with wiretapping, it really puts a chilling effect on that as well. And that's why I wanted to bring Pete on the line. Pete Ayer, he is from copblock.org, also one of the founding members. Pete, good evening. You're calling from North Carolina at the moment.
That's right. Good to be with y'all.
Always good to have you on. We were talking earlier about copblock.org quite a bit, and how some of these cops over, what was it, policemag.com? So this one cop was talking about how he hopes Adamo gets put in prison and that his website's screwed over. And the fact is, CopBlock's not going anywhere. Even if something terrible does happen to Adamo within the next 2 weeks, CopBlock is not going to be going down, is it?
Not at all. Not at all. And actually, just yesterday, I posted some metrics. You know, we try to share ideas at CopBlock about self-ownership and about the fact that badges don't grant extra rights. And so it's tough to measure the spread of ideas, but the things that we are able to point to, website traffic and shares and different things like that, traffic across different profiles, CopBlock has, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, it's pretty much at the most it's been. And it just continues to grow because, you know, this message is resonating with more and more people because more people are themselves being negatively impacted by people with badges, and they're looking around and how they can proactively move past that and look for alternatives. And that's what we try to work with people to do to bring different ideas to the table and support each other.
Cutblock.org is a big site. There's a lot going on there. It's really useful resource. There's news. There's ideas. There's suggested tactics for recording the police. I just posted your new Cutblock 101 video to freekeen.com. But we've been pointing people to cutblock.org/freeademo. That's free, A-D-E-M-O. And I wanted to check with you and make sure, is that the best link to send people to keep them up to date on this situation?
It is, yeah. Cutblock.org/freeademo is the best link. It has two playlists on there. One, videos in chronological order, and the second one is videos by most views, all the videos related to this incident, over a couple dozen videos. We have two meta posts linked to, one about his current jailing situation from the Chalking 8 charge last year, and then another one that deals with his pending trial coming up for the ridiculous charges of wiretapping. Both of these situations, again, he's just trying to hold accountable some public officials who violated the rights of others. And in both cases, we see the thin blue line rise up and then protect the brotherhood. So just like you stated, we're just trying to encourage people to, when they're wronged, to make it public. And, you know, there's more good folks than bad folks out there. And the last thing these bullies want to happen is for their names and their actions to be brought in front of their neighbors and their colleagues and their community. And that's what we're trying to do, and hold them accountable. And I think that's the best way we can help Ademo in these situations and other folks charged with actions for which there are no victim. And when, in fact, they are doing good, they are trying to hold these folks accountable.
So you've got on this page at cutblock.org/freeademo, there are phone numbers for many of the bureaucrats involved in this situation, including the prosecutor and some of the police officers, the bureaucrat who is the principal that Demo, one of the bureaucrats he recorded initially in this situation. The suggestion is to contact some of these folks and maybe tell them how you feel?
Definitely, yeah. I would encourage folks, if they are up to speed on the situation, or if they're not, go to the website, cutblock.org/freeademo. It's easy to get up to speed. There's a breakdown on the top. There's a press release a few of us wrote together. There's those meta posts we mentioned, playlists. But, yeah, reach out and share your thoughts. If you think the charges should be dropped, if you think the real aggressors are the ones wearing badges in both these situations, then I would definitely encourage you to voice your concern. I know.
This is Mark. Pete, I guess what I have to say is I think that there should be other links for people to contact, because governments have been historically very, very, very bad at holding themselves accountable, whereas it is the job of the press to hold people accountable. And I would applaud what Cutblock has done, because essentially you are the press in this circumstance. But the fact is that the regional press here in New Hampshire is acting in a despicable manner. I mean, there is a case that's going to trial, which is pretty rare in of itself. Fewer than 1% of arrests end up in trial, and this is this is groundbreaking.
There's a blackout, though. Nobody's covering it.
Right. There's an absolute press blackout, and I don't know what it is. I do not understand why the press isn't covering a story where a journalist...
They'll probably be blackballed if they cover this, because the Manchester
people
cops...
should be calling reporters. They should be demanding of editors.
That's a good idea.
Like, they shouldn't be demanding of politicians and bureaucrats. I mean, those people are notoriously unresponsive. I mean, try to go get some customer service out of the Department of Motor Vehicles, for God's sakes. These people don't want customers. They do not want to deal with you. They want very much for anyone to leave you alone. But the press, I mean, the irrelevant newspapers, as becoming more irrelevant every day, need stories like this, and they're ignoring it.
Yeah, I totally agree, and it's a good suggestion. I will add some links to that post tonight, or that page tonight. I guess the reason that I have the government, the public officials up there, so that they could know that their actions are being watched. But ultimately, I mean, what Dan was doing, and what other folks who refuse to take plea deals and instead stand on the principles, they're inspiring others, empowering others to stand up for what they know is right. And at the same time, they withdraw their consent for these actions of these bureaucrats. And that is ultimately, we're sharing ideas one mind at a time, how we're going to bring about this evolution. But the thing I want to bring up real quick about the school principal at West High School, that one of the three wives...
Tell you what, if you can hold that thought, Pete, okay. We'll bring you back here in a short bit. More with Pete. Pete Ayer is one of the founders of CopBlock.org. We'll also continue to take your phone calls as well. 855-450-FREE. There's more on the way. Plenty of time for you and your thoughts. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563. 1-800-525-2563.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live Saturday edition of the program. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Once again, 855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Shrine of Female Listeners is there with dozens of lady listeners who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing that they're listeners of this program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com. See it. At shrine.freetalklive.com.
If you're without a will right now and you've got a family, you're leaving your family wide open to having to deal with the state. If if you don't have a will, then the government decides where your money goes by their own schedule, and it can take years. Do your family a favor because, you know, I mean, there's going to be a financial burden. When you're gone, you need that will. Go to LegalZoom.com, create your will. It's fast and easy. I did it there. They answer, you know, they ask you questions at your direction. They create a will. And you can use coupon code FTL to get a discount. They want, at LegalZoom, they want you to have a will so badly, they're willing to give you a discount. And the discount that you can get with the coupon code FTL is good on every legal document that they have there. They have all kinds of legal documents, whether it's patents, wills, trademarks, LLCs, living trusts, everything that you need to create. LegalZoom.com, coupon code FTL.
All right, we continue here with Pete Eyre. He is one of the founders of CopBlock.org, calling currently from North Carolina. But as I understand it, Pete, you're going to be heading back up to New Hampshire here shortly to make it here. Is it for Monday morning?
That's right. Well, yeah, tomorrow morning, myself and Clyde Voluntarius from NeverTakeAPlea.org and Carolina's Cop Block, we're going to hop in the car and drive straight up to New Hampshire. We'll be there in the evening, in the night, and we'll be there for a nameless jury outreach to help inform potential jurors about jury nullification and just let them know that he's got some friends who really care about him and, you know, hopefully make them more inclined to think with their hearts and their conscience and logic and not, instead of just unthinkingly obey the text on paper from strangers.
We're talking about our friend Ademo Freeman, who's currently facing 21 years in prison for the horrible crime of being a reporter and recording conversations with government bureaucrats on the phone, facing three wiretapping charges, so-called, for that. And you had wanted to make a point about one of the people that he called, the school principal, who was one of the three folks that these charges came from. What did you have to say about that?
Right, yeah. So just to bring folks up to speed and apologize if y'all already covered this, after Darren Murphy assaulted a high school student, the next day Ademo called Manchester Police Department to seek comment and had a very brief conversation. The person essentially didn't seem interested at all. And then he called West High School. He talked to his secretary very briefly, who passed him on to the principal. And she right away went in defensive mode and, you know, said, oh, this is under investigation. We can't do anything, da-da-da. But she did confirm that Darren Murphy was back on the job that day.
That's the school cop.
That's right. That's the liaison officer who assaulted the 17-year-old student. But what I found out recently was that the principal, Mary Ellen Nagori, used to be an assistant attorney with the Hillsborough County, which is where the trial and the charges are all coming down. Ademo's being, you know, tried by a DA who works at Hillsborough County. So she's
surprise, surprise.
Yep, it's the more
so the principal used to work in the same office as the bureaucrats who are prosecuting Ademo.
That's right. Yep.
Right, and the only evidence that they have is evidence that was put up by Cop Block, edited by Cop Block. So they don't have any evidence of their own that that Ademo didn't actually say this. I mean, he could have very well edited out whatever statement that he made regarding you know, that this is being recorded because it was, you know, not interesting to the conversation or whatever. So I mean, this is the weakest case.
Yeah, it definitely is. And one thing that Daniel could point out, you know, when he talks to the folks in the jury, and this is the point Clyde brought up to me earlier today, is that, you know, he could point out to these folks, hey, if I was in this, you know, 100 miles away across this arbitrary political boundary in another state, then what I did would be perfectly legal according to their legislation. You know, the fact that New Hampshire's a two-party consent state, that both parties are supposed to be in the know. I mean,
do they have any evidence, by the way, that Ademo was actually within the boundaries of the state making these telephone calls?
Not that I know of. And I mean, he didn't find out that he was being charged with wiretapping until a couple months. The incident happened in early October.
Well, they didn't do it until they found out that they put the video up. They didn't even know.
Well, exactly. But they charged. The incident happened on October 3rd, and Ademo made the phone calls October 4th, and he found out a couple months later, thanks to a front-page article on the Union Leader, the biggest newspaper in New Hampshire, that he had been indicted by a grand jury on these felony wiretapping charges. You know, it was
he found out by the mainstream media's reporting of this, not because they contacted him directly.
Exactly.
It's ridiculous. So, Pete, what's the latest? He's taken this thing to trial. You know, I know you've talked to Ademo recently. Is there anything you need to pass on to our listeners?
I mean, I just say I'm proud of him, you know, and I'm glad he's doing what he's doing because he's not backing down. He's going to speak his mind. He's not going to let these guys control who he is, and he's not going to let their threats scare him or dissuade him from doing what he knows right. And I hope that encourages other people to do the same. I mean, he's definitely, you know, it's a risk, but, you know, if we don't do it now, I mean, it's going to only be harder later, you know. And I think with the publicity this has got, rightly so, and will definitely continue to get, and I hope folks come out and support him. On the 6th is jury outreach, and the 13th in Manchester, New Hampshire, is his trial. So if you're within driving distance, come on up to Manchester, New Hampshire, Superior Court. All the information is on the post, coplock.org/freeademo. And if you have any ideas or suggestions on other things we can be doing to help him out, I encourage you to implement them yourself or get in touch with us, and we'll do what we can.
Well, you know that I'm going to be there, Pete, and I know that a lot of folks are going to come out to show support, and I think that he is absolutely inspiring people, and it's great when people do stand on their principles. I think it's awesome, and I know that it's tempting. It's so tempting to take those plea deals. I know that they made a decent one. They made him a decent offer as far as, like, he could have gotten, you know, zero jail time and some probation, or not probation, but suspended sentence, that sort of thing. You know, they're doing the same thing with me as well. They're offering me a sweet plea deal that'll keep me out of a jail cell, but I didn't do anything wrong, and Ademo didn't do anything wrong, and if people haven't harmed other human beings, they should stand on their principles and take these things to trial. We'll see what happens, I guess, Pete. Thanks for keeping us in the loop. Once again, that's Pete from copblock.org. Looking forward to seeing you back here. Also, you're coming up for Monday's jury selection, but are you going to stick around for a little while? Because it'd be great to have you on the show Tuesday night if you're in Keene.
Yep, I'll be around for about a week and a half, probably.
Fantastic. Well, think about that. You've got an invite to come in. We'd love to have you sit in here this coming Tuesday and kind of, you know, recap what was going on and what's happening with Cop Block and all that. Because I know there's a lot more going on as far as police corruption than just what's happening here in New Hampshire. And you guys over at copblock.org are on the ball and following a lot of that stuff with the police accountability report and some of the other projects that you've got going on. They all are worth talking about. Pete Ayer, thanks for coming on tonight.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate it, sir. 855-450-FREE.
I think that it's very interesting. He said that Ademo found out about this through the union leader article that said that he was being indicted. And, you know, press talks all the time about its ethics. The union leader, the largest newspaper in New Hampshire, this isn't some country rag. I mean, you know, at least not by New Hampshire standards. and this newspaper didn't even contact him for comment. I mean, you know, the video came from their site, copblock.org, so the evidence in the case came from their site. They didn't even contact the other side for a comment. That's ethics for you.
855-450-FREE. You take control of the airways. Well, the mainstream media wouldn't want to upset their handlers in the police department.
There is no press in this country anymore.
More coming up.
The press is the people. It's blogs.
Free Talk Live.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring us anything. 855-450-FREE. Stakel's CAI toll free line here. And it's the live Saturday edition. Here with you tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
We invite you over to our website, freetalklive.com. All the features there are free. We have news updates. Go to news.freetalklive.com, sign up for our emailed updates there. And now, if you're following us on Twitter and Facebook, or Twitter or Facebook, you will notice we've had an increase in the amount of tweeting and Facebooking that we are doing, because now during the show, we're trying to integrate social networking better with our live program, so you've seen more from us on those two platforms, and you will continue to do so as we get better practiced at it. So hopefully you are enjoying that. If not, you should probably unsubscribe, because we're going to keep doing it, because we're told that these things are good, and some of our listeners say that they like the fact that we do it. So.
Yeah, it seems to be getting a lot more action. There's no doubt about it. Sickle CAI, the sponsor of our phone lines here, the principal over there, one of the main principals over there, Jason Osborne, is a big supporter of Free Talk Live. He's a big supporter of the ideas of liberty, and he wants to, you know, remind you to, when you see these tweets and you see these Facebook posts, share them, retweet them so that other people can find out this information too. Free Talk Live is a radio program like so many others, but we're activists that believe these ideas. We're not in it for the money. We're in it for the activism, and SACL CAI appreciates that. If you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, SACL CAI can do it for you. Their banner is at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page.
Let's continue with you and your thoughts. David, listening in San Francisco. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, hi, Mark, Ian. You know, I wish I could have gotten on with your previous guest. I've worked a lot out here in San Francisco with similar kinds of cases. There are two cases that are going on right now. There's a kid named Kenneth Harding who had been shot to death for not having $2 on the streetcar. And an activist who was helping out with his case, Fly Benzo is his name, videotaped the cops, and there are two or three other camera angles of him videotaping the cops, and the cops just wail away at him, haul him into jail, and there was a point where he...
They wailed, just to be clear, they wailed on the man with the camera?
Right, yeah, and they were trying to claim that he wasn't a journalist. And whereas he's, you know, he's a well-known activist as well as raps, you know, he does, he's a rap musician, so he's very active.
You can't be a journalist and an activist at the same time. That's essentially their position, and it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I wonder what they would have said about Sam Adams. But in the case of, since it was the, was it your guest's footage or the other kid's footage? It's the other guy's footage, right, that had been put online, and then now they're trying to use that footage. The real quick solution to that is they have to, in court, as part of the defense, they have to ask the prosecution for the authentic footage. And,
like from the, you know, like the chain of custody or whatever, that sort of thing?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, you can't use a Xerox of a Xerox as evidence. You have to use the actual footage. You have to use the original to tell whether or not it had been doctored.
That's a good point. They don't have the original recording.
Yeah, they don't have authentic footage because obviously their bureaucrats, you know, they don't want to have to record their phone calls because they don't want those phone call recordings to be able to be subpoenaable. You know, they don't want to be held accountable.
Well, much less the fact that the original footage lies in the hands of the defendant, who is the journalist, and
right.
The journalist doesn't have to give up evidence as a citizen. He doesn't
have to give up evidence
for against himself. Much less as a journalist, he doesn't have to give up evidence in the part of a story. So he's basically protected on two different angles. Much less that whole issue about whether or not I believe the Supreme Court already ruled about 2 years ago, saying that these laws claiming that cops can't be videotaped in the process of their duties, it has been found unconstitutional.
There was a Glick decision, I think, was it First Circuit Court of Appeals? The Glick decision made it pretty clear that the police should expect that if they are in public doing public duties that they should be able to be recorded. However, we are talking about a situation that involves people who are not law enforcement officers, like school bureaucrats and that sort of thing. But nonetheless, you make a good point about the chain of custody. David, thanks for the call and thoughts. Let's talk to Earl, listening in Southern Oregon to KMED in Medford. Hey, Earl.
Hi. Well, I think you just took away all my thunder.
Damn. Go ahead with your thoughts anyway.
Anyway, it's on that Glick decision in, up there in Boston. The Supreme Court and the Court of Appeals and all that, you know, they just flat out said that they can be recorded. Whether you're pulled over by a cop or whether he's doing something to someone else or whatever, I do not know about other city officials or servants.
The difficulty with the Glick decision is it didn't occur. I don't believe it occurred in a two-party state. Massachusetts is a one-party state, I believe. I'd have to check that just to make sure. And secondarily, it doesn't have to do really with a police officer being recorded when they don't know about it. So I mean, there's some aspects to this case that you know, aren't entirely clear. The sad part is that when individuals make case law, the police officers aren't paying and the prosecutor isn't paying to prosecute their side of the case. You have to pay to defend yourself. So you become this sort of unwilling you know, participant in the legal system as they mete out their case law and you know, make their justice.
I had a thought and I just lost it. I'm sorry.
Earl, thanks for calling tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you, brother. Let's talk to Brent. He's in a truck on the road in Nevada listening to XM Satellite Radio's Extreme Talk. Hey, Earl. Or excuse me, Brent. Go ahead, Brent.
Anyways, I'm just kind of worried that it's a two-way street with this wiretapping. You know, I would like to know why when I'm being recorded, but when something like that happens, but also can they record us without us knowing? You know, and I don't want that to happen to me.
I think that they are recording currently. I mean, there's cameras as you're driving down the road.
Every time you call the police department, they're recording you. Absolutely. And in a lot of cases, government's laws are written to exempt the law enforcers from any of those statutes. So typically, if the police are doing, you know, policing work, they absolutely are not under, they do not fall under those wiretapping statutes in most places.
Right, and the wiretapping, though, but also you can have the federal government wiretap us without our knowledge as well.
Oh, yeah,
sure.
I don't think they have under the Patriot Act.
Everyone needs to keep to their P's and Q's so that they don't get prosecuted for saying something that they didn't think was being recorded.
I think the best advice for everybody is to pretend like you're being recorded at all times. The fact is that, you know, when you're going into stores, when you're walking down the street, you know, you're being recorded far more often than you know, and one needs to conduct oneself as though one's being recorded at all times.
I think that's the safest way to behave.
Well, you have to now, because pretty much everywhere you do go, you are being recorded. There's very, very few places where you can go where you're not.
Yep. Brent, any other thoughts you want to share?
Nope, that's it. Thanks.
Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. We continue with Dan, listening in Mobile, Alabama. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Dan? You're on the air, sir.
Okay. Yeah, I wanted to talk about the police incident. I had an incident of 2011 last year. And, you know, I'm driving down the street, and they pulled me over. It was like five of them. I honestly believe that they set me up for. Two of them let me by, and like three of them, they just swooped up behind me. They pursued me like I was just the guy that they were looking for, and they coerced me out of my vehicle while I was still running, and it was still in drive, and they threw me on the ground.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And I'm like, you know, what did I do? I had to...
I know what you did, Dan. I'm going to go out on a limb here. And is it Dan or Don? I apologize.
It's Don.
Don, I'm going to go out on a limb here. Are you a black guy?
Yeah.
Sounds like you were driving while black. That's why they pulled you over. But hang on. We're going to bring you back at the rest of your story in moments. This is Free Talk Live, driving while black in the South. It's Free Talk Live.
May I have your attention, please? If you're trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're Final Trim, and we have too much product and too few participants in our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now. 1-800-905-5945. Final Trim is an amazing, proven breakthrough in weight loss. A once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight because each capsule contains natural ingredients, so you'll be able to lose the max amount of weight, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-905-5945. 1-800-905-5945. That number again is 1-800-905-5945.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Robert Tremaine, we're going to try to get your calls in here if you are on hold. If you don't get in tonight, don't worry. We do this thing 7 nights per week. And Mark, you will be in with Stephanie, who sounded sick. I heard her on Pork Therapy last night.
Really?
Yeah, she sounded like she was under the weather, so hopefully she'll be feeling
better.
She
called me.
And, well, she is a trooper. She was on the air doing her radio show sounding sick, so I imagine she'll do her best to make it in tomorrow night. We do this show live 7 nights a week. You can grab us if you don't get us on your local station all 7 nights. You can always get us online at freetalklive.com. And by the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. It is a full-length documentary. It is almost 90 minutes long, so it's a real deal documentary made from activist footage that was shot here in Keene, New Hampshire over the last roughly year of Derek J, who at one time was our co-host on this program. He's currently on a self-imposed exile tour. And I think he's down in Philly right now. Actually, his tour kicks off in a couple weeks. He's working on fundraising right now. But it's an incredible film that I'm so proud to have been a part of that I could help facilitate it as the executive producer. And it's just awesome. If you've heard Derek J on the show before, you know what kind of a personality he is. He's just a lot of fun. And so he makes the perfect subject for a documentary film about his exploits here in this what we call the Victimless Crime Spree here in Keene. You can go to victimlesscrimespree.com to watch the film. There's no paywall or anything like that. You just go click and watch it in HD on YouTube for free. Currently, it has over 6,000 views, which for a YouTube video in, you know, approximately a week since its release, actually less than a week since its release at an hour and a half. I mean, they say the YouTube video is supposed to be 2 minutes long. This is, you know, 88 minutes long. And a lot of people are watching this. Currently, 364 likes on YouTube, 9 dislikes. So this is a well-liked film, lots of positive reviews. Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends podcast and the director of Guns and Weed was raving about the film. We posted one of his quotes at victimlesscrimespree.com. So check out this movie. If you like it, share it with your friends. Post it to your Facebook and your Twitter and let people know about it because I think it's great. I'm so proud to have been a part of it. Once again, victimlesscrimespree.com. And let's go back to Don, listening in Mobile. And Don, you're just on the road. Some cops pulled you over, about 5 of them, and they managed to get you out of the car somehow. You said they coerced you out while the car was still running. What did they say to get you out?
They really didn't say anything. They were very rude. They weren't respectable. And the thing about it is, some of them were black.
See, this is what I was telling Ian when we were off the air. He just jumped to conclusions.
They are the worst ones. I mean, some of them, like white guys, they're still stuck in the, you know, the 40s and the 50s, but it's just bad down here. But I want to elaborate on that because I'm not stupid, you know. The police, they are, I don't mean this in a disrespectful way, but they are fun. That is what they are. And they're just
what? What's the term?
Say that again.
What did you say? I'm sorry, I didn't hear
the police are what? Yeah, for whatever reason, you're a little bit muffled. I don't know if you're talking out away from your phone's microphone, but there's a little muffling.
Can you hear me better now?
It's a little better. Go ahead.
Okay, they are pawns. That's what
pawns.
They are.
Pawns.
Gotcha.
Their job, they are policy enforcement. They enforce statutes and the code. That's what their job is. So, I lost my train of thought.
You said they took you to the ground when you got out of the car.
Yeah, what did they go after you for?
Oh, man, you wouldn't believe it. Once they finally got me on the ground, that's when they wanted to talk. And I said, what you pulled me over for? And he was like, we pulled you over for no seatbelt. I'm like, what?
For no seatbelt? They're going to put you on the ground?
Man, they slammed me on the ground. I was in some pain for, probably about a week.
So, hold on. But, let me get this straight. That seriously was the reason that they manhandled you out of your car physically. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And they put you on the ground, and the claim that they made was seatbelt?
Yeah.
I'll tell you.
Welcome to Mobile.
Wow.
Yeah. That was it. That after he told me that, I told him I didn't even want to talk to him no more.
I don't blame you. It's usually not a good idea to talk to the cops anyway, but then what happened?
They took me to jail. Because I forgot, maybe about a year ago, I have factory speakers in my car. And, they gave me a boombox ordinance or whatever you want to call it, and the ticket was like $500. And I'm like, you're not going to get these $500 from me, not for that. It's people down here with all types of speakers in their car. They ride down the street.
So, hold on, just to clarify, this was the factory, the speaker ticket was a previous incident from a year prior?
Yeah.
And you hadn't paid the fine?
No, uh-uh.
Got it.
$500 new, I'm not finna know. That's ridiculous. And they took me to jail. They found a pistol in my car, pistol without a permit.
Mm.
And they charged me with that. And they took me to jail. They sold my car. They couldn't even find the gun, man, that was in the car. And with me being me, I thought I could strike a deal with one of them, And I was like, man, I had to go and pick up my kids from daycare that day. And I was like, look, man, if I tell you what a gun is, you just promise not to tow my car. I had the money to get out of jail. I should have never did that. Threw my car, took me to jail, and I have to go to court for this month, and I'm representing myself in court.
Wow.
How many charges are you facing from this this arrest? There's the gun charge, and what else?
Yeah, they said failure to obey, resisting arrest, and pistol without a permit, and I'm not sure what the other charges are, but it's just, all of this, my argument is, if it's in violation of the Constitution, partially, that's what I'm going to say, and that's what they did. They're out of control down here. The mayor, he needs to do something.
Are you going to get a jury trial on this, Don?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I wish you the best of luck. I hope that jury can help you out. And I would suggest that if you have any friends at all out there who care about you, that you get them out there with some fully informed jury association information, FIJA.org, to inform that jury about jury nullification so you have the best chances possible at one of them nullifying these bad laws in this insane situation. I wish you the best of luck. Please keep us in the loop, will you, Don? I really appreciate hearing from you tonight, and thank you for the call. Let's continue here with Paul listening in West Virginia. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Paul. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Actually, I picked up on your radio station about 3 weekends ago. Completely different.
I'm sorry, you're a little bit droppy there. I don't know if you got on a cell phone or.
Yeah, cell phone.
Okay.
So saying, I just picked up on your radio station about 3 weeks ago, and it's completely different. It's refreshing.
It is indeed a different show than what you're going to hear on regular radio.
Go ahead with your thoughts. We're short on time.
I was listening to his conversation. It was pretty interesting too. Actually, I've been in the military. I was on active duty for a long time. Came off on active duty a couple years ago, and there was a security issue here in the United States with all posts. I tried to notify the proper authorities. Didn't work. So I kind of started contacting. I contacted probably 100 outlets. Out of that 100 or so,
Tell you what, Paul, we can't. You got a real bad line. I'm going to put you on hold. We'll see if we can get it cleared up here. In
or
the meantime,
call back next week.
Or call tomorrow.
Tomorrow,
if you would like.
7 p.m.
Show 7 nights.
I
want to
hear it because it sounds like he's got a good story.
7 o'clock Eastern time is when we start the show every night. Apologize, the bad cell phone. Let's get Kelvin on the line in Colorado on the amp lines. Kelvin.
Hey, Ian and Mark. I'm probably not going to be able to get through my my litany tonight with the time remaining. So I just want to say that the Derek J. victim of crime spree video is really good. It's produced really professionally, and it paints in a really good light. Sometimes I feel like some of the video that goes out there kind of antagonizes people. And, you know, people that aren't thinking that way, they're thinking, well, why are these guys making trouble? And, you know, this guy deserves it. He's not, you know, doing what he's supposed to do or whatever. And he really comes across as, his personality of a good person and everything comes through really well on that. Anyhow, I want to recommend it to anybody that is on the fence about going and watching it. It goes by really fast, and it's the music's great, and it's a great video. So.
Awesome. I'm glad you you liked it. I think it's just absolutely fantastic. And, of course, I'm a huge fan of Derek J. And so he's the perfect subject for this documentary. Really, I don't think it could have been any better. The only thing that I really thought would have been better is if there was more footage in it. But then it would have just been a lot longer. And there's just so much good footage. It was very difficult to, I know, for Derek and Bo, the editor, to decide what to put in and what to keep out. But luckily for anybody that wants to delve further in and see that footage, it's all there. We've got all the extras linked to on the website at victimlesscrimespree.com, and you can go and dig in as far and as deep into that activist footage as you want to, and you'll probably have hours worth of footage linked over there, so it's all still there. People can see that. Hey, Kelvin, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Again, victimlesscrimespree.com actually just launched a new page on victimlesscrimespree.com where you can leave your comments. So people have been saying very nice things about the movie online, like on the Facebook event that we had for the premiere and or the online premiere, and now you can actually go straight on the site at victimlesscrimespree.com and leave a comment right on the comments page of what you thought of the movie. And once again, victimlesscrimespree.com. We'll see you tomorrow night at freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Did you know you could go back to school online? Choose a degree in one of the many available programs, including business, criminal justice, psychology, computer science, and many more. If you're serious about going to school in the next year and have a high school diploma or GED, the National Education Online Center can help you find the school you're looking for. Call them 1-888-808-5490 for an expert consultation. Call right away, because classes you're filling up by the hour. 1-888-808-5490. Some courses not accredited in all states.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, FoodStore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.